As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So the Major League Baseball season starts today. That's an exciting day, okay? That means the Braves were supposed to play today, but Philadelphia, as they do everything else, messed it up because the weather is crappy. So the Braves and Phillies won't be playing today. They'll start tomorrow. I don't think the Braves home opener is till April 5th against the Diamondbacks, right? So why am I even bringing this up today? Because you have to wait a little bit to go to the game. There's a bunch of different changes at Truist that you guys are going to be excited about.
They always zhuzh up concessions, I think, every season to add something, like something to talk about, some food fodder.
Okay, I was going to tell you guys about some other bars that are going in also, but what you guys are going to want to go to is the food.
Yeah.
Because you guys like that thing.
No, I'm there to drink. If I'm at a Braves game, I'm there to have a single almond and like seven beers.
I'm with Abby on that one.
All right, then let me cover this one for you then. Blue Moon Beer Garden, formerly Xfinity Rooftop, received a major renovation for the build out of a new Blue Moon Beer Garden, largest variety of Molson Coors beer options and unique food pairings. We can start there because you guys want to drink. There is the Jim Beam Bourbon Decks and 60-foot, 6-inch bar, I should say. So that's a long-ass bar right
there.
They
got everything.
All right. Now let's get to the food. Are you ready to dig in?
Please.
The new food items this year, when you go to Braves games, the big queso. Listen to this. They are trying to kill you at this stadium. 1 pound of grilled marinated chicken with Chihuahua cheese, freshly chopped salsa, and cilantro. Pressed between sourdough bread, grilled golden brown, and topped with spicy queso sauce. That's available at the Taco Factory.
Wait, okay? What is Chihuahua cheese?
It barks at you when you eat it.
No, it's a type of Mexican cheese.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. It's when you milk a Chihuahua.
No.
It's the cheese that comes out of a Chihuahua.
Everybody know that.
Grand Slam Nacho. 2 feet of tricolor tortilla chips.
Stop. Did you say 2 feet?
2 feet, man.
That's insane.
I'm a guy that's 5'4". I could drown in that. topped with jalapeno queso, chicken tinga, black bean, and corn salsa. That's available at Taco Factory near Section 152. The pitcher's mound, generous helping of waffle fries topped with slow smoked brisket, served nacho style with spicy cheese sauce, pico de gallo, salsa roja, and lime crema. That's at 1871 Grill near Section 113. All right, here's the big one right here.
Oh, here's the big one?
Here's the big one.
Bigger than 2 feet of nachos?
This is the one where the Braves got together and they're like, it's not a successful meal unless somebody has a heart attack before they leave the stadium. The four-bagger is 4 charbroiled burgers.
4?
4, dude.
What?
Covered with 1 pound of barbecue brisket, jalapenos, aged cheddar cheese, and Reaper pepper mayo. Mm. 4 charbroiled burgers and 1 pound of barbecue brisket. That can't be for one person,
right?
That's
what I was about to say. That's for a family, right?
I mean, right? It can't be if you're dedicated enough.
Could you eat all that?
Absolutely
not. Nah.
And you know, if anybody from out of the country comes to Atlanta and goes to a Braves game, right, they're like, this is atrocious.
The European mind cannot comprehend this type of meal.
No. That is a month's worth of food in some third world country.
I would like to know the prices, and you don't have those.
I don't have those. The Perimeter Dog, a collaborative effort developed by Delaware North Hospitality and Culinary Team, featuring a foot-long, half-pound hot dog topped with sweet bacon jam, spicy sport peppers, diced Vidalia onions, and lemon pepper. What is that?
Dijonnaise
sauce. Damn. These all look really good. Wow. I have two bites and I'm out on it, though.
Yeah, that's it. I can't finish any of those.
Pork belly grilled cheese.
It's still going.
Damn, dude. Yeah, we can go on and on and on. Ribeye steak sandwich. French toast hot honey chicken sandwich.
What?
It's all there, man.
That's a lot.
Absolutely all there, man.
So the French toast hot honey chicken sandwich. Crispy fried chicken tossed in a hot honey sauce, stuffed in between two slices of French toast style brioche with deep fried pickles and a southern pecan mayo.
That's criminal.
That's for the whole day. That's three meals in one.
Dang. You could literally eat that from inning one to inning nine.
Yes.
Okay. April 5th is the home opener for the Atlanta Braves.
And opening day is always so much fun at Truist Park.
Any day, I think, at that stadium. There's so much to do now.
Well, it is, but there's something so special in baseball about opening day. Having worked for the Braves and then the Burt Show, we did a bonding, team bonding. We all went to opening day together, and there is just something in the air about opening day that just, it's the best.
So I think if you're a celebrity, I can understand, like, you not wanting to, like, mingle with the fans, but maybe here Anthony Mackie went over the top, huh?
So Anthony Mackie was trending for the last couple of days. Actor from a lot of different movies, probably most famous for Captain America. He's trending because he's kind of developed this reputation of not necessarily wanting to be bothered by the fans, which has split a lot of people because of this last video from a fan that was released from a Twitter account named Soma Kazima. And she was saying that she ran into him while he was in his car. He had his windows down. He had the music blaring. And so she wanted to just go up and show her appreciation. And she documented what happened from there.
So I just met Anthony Mackie, and let me just say, rudest human being alive. So I live in New Orleans. I'm here for spring break. Apparently, Anthony Mackie lives here too. I pulled up to a gas station. Here, Anthony Mackie comes in this huge truck, all blacked out, all sleek, windows down. So it's like, also, if you don't want people to come up to you and say how much they appreciate your work, why the f*** are all your windows down and you're blasting music, smoking a f*** cigar? So I park my car, getting ready to pump my gas. I see Anthony Mackie across the f*** lot. I gently walk up to him being like, oh my God, I'm so sorry to bother, because I know celebrities are on time. I know celebrities got to do. I understand that. So I walk up being very, very, very respectful, very, very, very open-minded, being like, hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. Tell me why Anthony Mackie did this. No. No. To my face. No. And then just went back to what he was doing, having me standing there. I was standing there in front of Anthony Mackie being like, oh, should I leave? Like, should I go? When I tell you, all I wanted to do was walk up to that man. First of all, thank you for his time, for even looking at me, and then saying how much I appreciated his work. And that was it. I just wanted to be like, hey, Anthony Mackie, like, it's so nice to meet you. Like, your work is actually phenomenal. I'm so glad I got to meet you. Like, have an amazing day. That was all I wanted. Fucking celebrities make it seem like we're roaches and rats. Bitch, I'm at the same gas station as you. We're on the same level playing field. I'm pumping the same gas you pumping right now. And you can't even look at me. Even if he was like, oh, like, hi, like, shush, like, you know, like, I'm on the low right now, but it's so nice to meet you. That would have been amazing.
All right, so we get it right there, mm-hmm. Right? So I just don't think that there's any reason for a celebrity to be that much of a D-bag. Like, I understand they're being approached all the time, but why can't, there's got to be a better way.
Oh, I have a laundry list of celebrities who are way worse than Anthony Mackie.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He is not alone.
And that's the question, is are celebrities allowed to have boundaries like everyone else, or are they obligated to speak to fans because the fans are a part of their success?
Well, I think you could be nice about it, though. I mean, yeah, I think you are sort of obligated in a way to interact, but you don't have to be a D-bag about it.
But maybe they've been nice and people have taken advantage of that niceness.
All right, so maybe tomorrow you tell us who makes this guy look like an angel.
You have no idea.
Okay.
Get it. The Burt Show.